Welcome to the Midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Once again, happy to be in our Buck studio because that means live music for you for the Midday today. And with me is a dazzling young pianist, Risto Sham by name, who is originally from Hong Kong, but is working on a Bachelor of Arts in Economics and French and a Master of Music in Piano Performance as a joint program with Harvard and the New England Conservatory. And there's a lot more where that comes from. Well, welcome to the Midday, Risto Sham.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And you are the 2016 Piano Arts Competition winner. And refresh our memories. I know it comes out of Milwaukee, mm-hmm. but what else goes on at this competition?
So it's a very unique competition. It's sort of almost like a festival where there's 10 semifinalists that come to Milwaukee for the week. And we sort of take workshops and masterclasses, and then we do two recitals, one solo, one collaborative. But the most unique feature of the competition is that we all have to speak about the music.
That's a fairly new thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's so important for audiences and performers alike these days. And in the final, we play concertos with the Milwaukee Symphony.
And you are playing all over the world, though, already.
Yeah, a bit.
I mean, you've played for Prince Charles.
Yes.
And what was the occasion for that?
So that was the opening of a cultural center in Chinatown, London. And so I was sort of like the, I guess, like the cultural bridge between that. Because I was living in London at the time. And I'm from Hong Kong personally, so that sort of worked out.
Sure. So did you meet Prince Charles?
Yeah. So we had a little chat. So it was nice. Yeah.
Does he give any indication of the kind of music that he likes?
Well, he's not particularly musical, so but I played a little like I played my own arrangement of Jupiter
From the planets.
Yeah, from the planets, and then also a little Chinese piece, and so it was short and sweet, so it was okay for him.
Something English, something Chinese.
Yeah, exactly.
For that, for the prince, you also played for the Queen of Belgium.
Yeah, she was visiting Hong Kong on a state visit.
Well, that's the advantage of living in a big city.
Yes.
All these people come to you. Was that true also of President Xu of China?
Yes, yeah.
You played for him in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
And what did you play for him? Do you remember?
I think I played some Chopin. I don't remember. It was a while ago.
the Chinese and the Japanese in particular have really taken off in terms not just of appreciation of classical music, but producing many fantastic performers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's so many people learning and many great people, great musicians coming over to the U.S. to study, into Europe. And yeah, it's a growing market.
But you still, as I mentioned, you've traveled quite a bit, even though you have these academic responsibilities for what, another 2 or 3 years?
No, I have 1 more year at Harvard and then 2 more years at New England.
But in the meantime, how do you balance these things, all these performances around the world and the academics?
So I'm quite grateful that Harvard is fairly flexible with academics. And so I do most of the work online.
And, almost like a correspondence course.
Yeah, kind of. And it's worked out so far. So I hope it stays that way.
Before I forget then, so what is your next performance? Oh, you performed for the Piano Arts Competition. That's kind of a routine that they have as the previous winners come back and almost open the competition.
Yeah.
But other than that then, where to?
So I'm going to Salt Lake City next week for another competition. So
Another competition?
Yeah, so that will be the next thing I'm doing, yeah.
And what are you going to be playing for that competition?
Oh, I'm doing lots of things. I'm doing some Scarlatti, the Carl Vine, new Australian piece, Schumann, Ravel, Brahms, Prokofiev, and Mozart and Prokofiev concertos.
That's a handful.
Yes, yeah.
And is this the Schumann Piano Sonata in G minor that you're going to be playing for that occasion?
Yeah.
And you're going to be favoring us with it?
Yes,
kind of a sneak preview of this competition coming up in Utah. Now, the one thing that stands out for some people with this Schumann sonata is his rather unusual directions having to do with one movement. He says to play as fast as possible, and then the next movement he says faster. So how do you interpret that?
Yeah, I mean, that it's a big problem for us because if you do it literally, it doesn't actually quite work because you forget about the expressive component of the music. And so you sort of just have to like calm down a little bit and think about the content you're trying to express with your music instead of the absolute speed.
Yeah. You have a sense overall of what this sonata expresses?
It's very, very impassioned, and like most of his music, I think it's like mostly a love story. And yeah, like, I mean, it is a completely personal interpretation, but for me, the first movement is sort of like unrequited love, and the second movement is sort of like the first time lovers meet, and then it goes so on and so forth. And
well, he was a very romantic man.
Yes, yeah.
With one of the more famous love relationships mm-hmm. in classical music between Robert and Clara Schumann, who finally, despite parental objections, got to marry and mm-hmm. and became major musical forces of the 19th century. And Clara, of course, championed not just his music, but mm-hmm. a lot of music of Johannes Brahms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, are you ready, having set that up, to play the sonata for us?
Yep, sure.
All right, and this will take us very close to 12:30. We'll hear the whole thing straight through. Yep. Piano Sonata in G minor.
Yep. With the original finale.
Oh, yes. Now, about this original finale, it's harder than the
original
later ones.
Because Clara thought this one was too difficult, and so obviously Robert wrote another one for her, which is the one more commonly performed now. But I'd like to play the original because I think it's a much richer piece.
Okay, so that'll be a particular treat that we'll get as the finale of this Piano Sonata in G minor by Robert Schumann, is played by my guest in Bach Studio today, Aristo Sham.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was that of Robert Schumann that he wanted to condense an entire orchestra into the two hands of the pianist, and he did it there, and the two hands of the pianist belong to my guest today, Aristo Sham by name, playing the piano sonata in G minor by Robert Schumann. Well, kudos to you. You're going to be playing that in Utah in a few days.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they'll be as wowed as we are here in Wisconsin.
Oh, thank you.
By your performance of that. And now back to my guest, Aristo Sham, here in our Buck studio with our Mason and Hamlin piano and lots and lots of experience. He started at the ripe old age of 3. And was there a particular reason that you started at 3, the reason to believe that you were going to be a fantastic pianist?
Well, not exactly, but my mom used to teach piano at home. So she had her own studio, but I would go in and sort of annoy her and disturb her lessons. And so she was like, okay, fine, we'll give you some lessons. But of course, I didn't listen to her in the beginning, so she found me someone else first. And then I grew to like it really quickly. I started improvising a lot when I was younger, and that was sort of my way of like playing around with the instrument and really enjoying playing the piano, because it wasn't like work or practice. It was just playing around.
Yeah, there is something to be said for that, isn't there, to sort of, for a time, making the instrument your own and letting it express what you want to express with it. And probably more children would enjoy the piano if they got to do a little bit of improvisation.
Messing around.
Messing around, to put it in technical terms. Well, it's anything but messing around when you get to Maurice Ravel and this musical tribute that he wrote to the great Baroque composer, François Couperin.
So, I will be playing selections from Le Tombeau de Couperin, which is an amazing piece. Like, he wrote it right after World War I as a tribute to both François Couperin and his friends who had fallen in the war.
And so you're going to be playing four of the sections from it?
Yeah, so I think I'll be doing the prelude, Reglan, Minuet, and Toccata.
Okay, here we go. From Tombeau de Couperin by Maurice Ravel. Well, it's not just the piano, of course. It's actually a ballet of the two hands.
Yes. Yeah.
Quite a visual experience there, and I wish we could have shared that with our audience out there, what those two hands were doing to interact. It was a dance, as I say. Mm-hmm. Quite spectacular. Four movements from the Tombeau de Couperin by Maurice Ravel, played in our Buck studio today by my guest, Aristo Sham. He's the 2016 winner of the Piano Arts Competition in Milwaukee, back this year, as is the tradition there, to perform for the event. And he is currently pursuing a Bachelor of Arts in Economics and French and a Master of Music in Piano Performance, imagine that, as a joint program at Harvard University and New England Conservatory. Also, you went to Harrow.
Yes.
In the UK.
In the UK, yeah.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was there for 5 years, and probably the most important decision I made in my life to go there.
Well, you're certainly a citizen of the world with all of your background and the traveling, too. And then when you're going to be playing in Utah for this upcoming competition?
Yeah, it's in a week. So.
Okay, well, I would say be sure to prepare, but I think you're there.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, well, thank you.
Be playing a lot more than what we heard today. Mm-hmm. By the way, all these conversations, or most of them, and the music are available to hear again on our website at WPR.org/midday. So look for Aristo Sham in the next day or so, and you'll find these stellar performances of his there. And thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Look forward to following your exciting career.